Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour this Friday. We'll get to your calls, I promise. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program today. And this was a pretty amazing night last night. And I was talking to a lot of people, texting with a bunch of people last night about what we were watching unfold. And in the aftermath of all of this, there's really two big losers here. The biggest loser by far is, as I've been saying, Joe Biden. Nobody listens to him. What was the one word answer that Joe Biden gave when asked, what message do you have for Iran as they're now threatening an attack on Israel?
Don't.
Anyway, and then the message went out to Israel. Don't retaliate.
Don't.
I mean, he's such a genius. Anyway, nobody listens to Biden. He's not an effective leader. Nobody respects Biden. That's another problem. And at the end of the day, I mean, everything that could possibly go wrong for him politically and in every other way was on full display. This probably, to me, as I've been saying, is a low point in the Biden presidency, which is saying a lot. Here we have a president that is more concerned about his reelection chances in states like Michigan and Wisconsin, that he is totally willing to surrender when it comes to the war on terror. Nobody's asking for American boots to be on the ground. I'm certainly not asking for it, nor do I support it. But just in principle, when you have radical Islamic terrorists murder in cold blood 1,200 innocent Israelis, and they're chopping off the heads of babies, and they're raping women, and they're kidnapping hundreds, including Americans, you would think that Joe Biden would have the moral clarity to understand that this is an inflection point for Israel. They have been victims of these rocket attacks from the south, from the north now. It's been going on decades. The terror tunnels that they have been using to kill Israelis. And then finally, a tipping point moment comes, and that's the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history. It occurs on October 7th. And in the aftermath of that, what has Israel been hearing from Joe Biden? Is it moral ambiguity? It's not even moral ambiguity. Joe Biden basically has taken the position that he's surrendering in the war on terrorism and trying to pressure and force Israel to back off and not win that war. The only message, the only real role America has here is to let the Israelis purchase the weapons needed so they can win their war. They're not asking for anything else. They just want to buy them. Allow that to happen. Let them fight their war. Give them the moral encouragement and support that they need. If an attack like the other night from Iran happens last Saturday night, yeah, America should help Israel shoot down any of these rockets that are being fired into this very small country. But it just exposed just how weak and pathetic Joe Biden is. And I'll tell you what happened to Joe Biden. Joe Biden lost 18.9% of the Democratic presidential primary vote in the state of Michigan. And he lost it in large part over, quote, his support, which has been tepid at best, of Israel. That's where that came from. That's 18.9% of voters in the Democratic presidential primary. They said non-committed to Joe Biden. That is a massive number. That's over 100,000, over 50,000 in the state of Wisconsin. These are two very pivotal key swing states in 199 days that could very much, very well determine the outcome of this election. Anyway, so the big loser is Joe Biden, who's had a disastrous week in Pennsylvania talking about Uncle Bozy, you know, being a victim of cannibalism, they even ate his bones and every other insane thing that he's been saying and mumbling and bumbling and stumbling and sounding asinine. It's pretty unbelievable. The big loser number two would be Iran. The rockets they fired, they didn't make it to Israel. They were shot down. Israel, the big winner. They showed that they were able to penetrate deep into the massive landmass that represents the Islamic Republic of Iran and basically get there, drop their bombs, and get out undetected for the most part, unscathed for sure. And I think in a way that the rest of the world really didn't expect. A lot of questions leading up to this, whether or not Israel would respond. Knowing Bibi for 30 years personally, I had no doubt he would respond. And the response was swift. It was appropriate. And it showed just the strength of Israel's military. I don't think anybody thought they'd get that close to Tehran. And I don't think anybody thought they'd get that close to their nuclear facilities, but they did. I don't think anybody thought they'd hit as many locations as they did. Never mind Syria and Iraq on top of it. Anyway, joining us getting their best analysis on this is Sarah Carter, Fox News investigative reporter. She just returned from Israel. She did have a meeting with Netanyahu and his defense cabinet. And also joining us is Abe Hamadeh is back with us, former Army intel officer, former prosecutor, extensive Middle East foreign policy experience. Welcome, both of you. Those that don't know Bibi the way we do, Sarah Carter, were fooling themselves if they thought Israel was not going to respond to what happened last Saturday night. But I think the big surprise to come out of all of this was how deep they were able to penetrate into Iranian territory.
Oh, absolutely, Sean. And there was no doubt in my mind, even as I left Israel, and as Bibi made major announcements, as well as his cabinet saying that we are not going to back down, regardless of what President Biden says, we are not going to acquiesce to Iran or to Hamas or to anyone. We are going to do everything we can to set the record straight and to protect our people. And that meant Rafah, that meant the four battalions that are still in existence, Hamas's last four battalions. And then after the strike, after the 300 missiles and drones from Iran saying, we have to send a clear message to Iran. And that's Isfahan. And Isfahan is like in the center of Iran. I mean, this is deep in the heart of Iran. It's near their airbase. As well, and that air base is used to protect their nuclear sites in central Iran. And I want you to think about it, because we're only weeks away from seeing Iran get all the uranium it needs. And this is according to Bloomberg reports and others who I've spoken to.
Well, it's not just Bloomberg. It's also the IAEA. They're saying the same thing.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely correct. And think about how dangerous that is, from Iran having enough uranium to build these nuclear warheads that they need. And we really don't know how far Iran has been willing to take this. I mean, could we be seeing in, you know, anywhere else in the world the use of a dirty bomb? Could we be at the mercy of Iranian proxies anywhere else? We've seen our border wide open. We know the threats have been made directly to the United States. You say it over and over again on your show, Sean, and it's so accurate. You say, look, just Iran is saying exactly what they want. If they see Israel as a little Satan and we are the big Satan and they have targeted Israel, there is no doubt that Iran will do the same with U.S. assets. So really, Israel is the front line of defense for the United States. And as you have said, Israel is only asking that it be able to purchase the weapons needed necessary so that it can fight Iran, an enemy of the United States, on its own territory, in its own region, not here on our homeland, over there. But I guarantee you that if we don't back our ally, if we don't back Israel now, Iran will expand its power. I mean, that's what Joe Biden did. He is such a failed president that his foreign policy has emboldened all of our enemies from the time he had that horrible withdrawal in Afghanistan, which basically set this trajectory across the globe, allowing our enemies to be emboldened. Russia, Iran, North Korea. This is what we're seeing. So now we've got to think smart. We've got to think straight. We've got to realize, yes, we have got to back our allies if we don't want our men and women to be pulled into another war and another battle in the region.
Let me play real quick, Abe, before I get your comment on all of this. And that is the Iranian foreign minister saying that if Israel retaliates, the Iranian response will be immediate and at a maximum level. Listen to this.
In case the Israeli regime embarks on adventurism again and takes action against the interests of Iran, the next response from us will be immediate and at a maximum level. Our objective was to warn, as to send a clear message to be received by the government of Israel and to let it know that we do have the means to respond. I will repeat again. We never seek the expansion of chaos and warfare and tensions in the region.
Now, my question to you is, they're now denying the truth of actually what happened last night. I'm sure for pure propaganda purposes, they don't want the people of Iran to know how effective Israel's counter response was last night. Our counterattack was last night. They want the people to believe that they won here. They actually were telling people after last Saturday night that, oh, we really damaged Israel when no such thing happened. And last night, as Israel was able to penetrate deeply into Iranian territory and get near the nuclear sites and get near Tehran, which is to the north, they're telling the people of Iran, oh, it never happened. That tells me they're scared to death and they probably want this to end right here and right now. And their next strategy will be the old strategy, which is to use the proxies like Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthi rebels.
Yeah, Sean, I think that's exactly right. I think this was obviously a huge failure on Iran's part, but a huge success for Israel. I mean, if you look at the amount of countries' airspace they had to go through to get to Iran, to penetrate deep into its territory, was quite remarkable. So it was a great success, especially doing it without much of the help from the United States, especially publicly. But
Let's be clear, without any help from the United States, with nothing but criticism from Joe Biden and admonitions, don't not to do anything.
Right. And if you look at Iran, they're most successful not in a direct, you know, warfare. They're successful, as you said, with their proxies like the Houthis, like Hezbollah, like Hamas, like the Iraqi militia. And let's not forget, the Iran has already seized themselves at war with the United States. We had three soldiers tragically killed back in January in Jordan, and that was through Iraqi militia that's funded by Iran. And that's what's happening with the Houthis in Yemen, where they're disrupting our cargo ships and actually still firing missiles in the Red Sea, even close to Israel. So this is where what Sarah said is that Biden has emboldened our enemies. That's very true. And what also Biden has done is alienated our allies, like Saudi Arabia. So this is what's concerning, but there was some rays of hope last week with the Iranian response by attacking Israel. You saw Jordan go in and defend its airspace. So this is where, you know, Israel looks like it's regaining the advantage in a way that without the United States' help through its diplomatic.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. We'll come right back. More on the retaliation of Israel. Sarah Carter and Abe Hamadeh is with us. We'll get to your calls as well. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. I do want to remind you, you can save money in these tough economic times of Bidenomics. For example, you can't get a burger or fries, or you hardly can, for $20, but I'll tell you what $20 will give you. You can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. And here's the beauty. At Pure Talk, they use the exact same cell towers, the exact same 5G network as AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. You get the same exact service, but you get it for half the cost. The average family in these tough economic times is saving almost $1,000 a year. There's no contract to sign. There's no activation fee. And you can make the switch today and join the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of us, basically a stampede away from the big carriers and that are saving a fortune. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. You just dial #250 on your cell phone. You say the keyword save now. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250. Keyword save now. Save a fortune for the exact same service from Pure Talk, and then you can probably afford the burger and fries.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
when I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Joe abandoned our men and women in Afghanistan. And he checked his watch when the bodies came home. Is this really the America we want?
This is important here.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, let me take a moment and shoot straight with you. You're a hero. The donations that you have been giving, the good work of preborn, guess what? It's saving lives through science. It's incredible. And right now these babies are taking their first breath and your impact reached eternity. And we've only just begun. Why? Because babies need our help. Now, thanks to preborn, we can save a lot of people's lives using the science of 4D ultrasound. When expecting moms get their free 4D ultrasound, guess what? They hear a baby's heartbeat. Then they get to see facial features and sometimes even count fingers and toes, and it changes their hearts. By the way, the cost of a dinner, well, can be a life saved. And it only happens because of you. They've saved hundreds of thousands of babies because of these great clinics and this great mission. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. You can donate. You can dial #250 on your cell, say the keyword baby, or you can go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean, or #250, keyword baby. We continue with Sarah Carter and Abe Hamadeh is with us. Your call's coming up, 800-941-SEAN, as we roll along. Exit question, will Iran retaliate back? Sarah.
You know, it's hard to gauge how Iran, I think Iran will always retaliate back using its proxies. I think I agree with your guests here, you know, because it is something that is how Iran has operated from the beginning. But I think we have to be very careful. I think we can't underestimate, and I certainly hope that people in our government don't underestimate what this cult-like regime can do. Look at what it's done to its own people and around the globe. We have to be very careful. We have to tread carefully. We have to back our allies. And great points brought up, you know, Jordan, Saudi Arabia. We're seeing allies in the region that we've never seen before. We just got to keep it that way. We've got to continue that trajectory, not just for Israel, but for the United States as well.
Do you believe, Abe, that in fact the Iranians are done now and they're likely to use proxies moving forward?
Well, I think they're more emboldened than ever before because how weak Biden is, but I think they're most successful.
You think they're emboldened after getting their asses kicked last night and having every one of their rockets that they fired into Israel Saturday taken out? You think they're emboldened right now? I think they're scared to death.
I think they're emboldened with the amount of money and the amount of capitulation that Joe Biden seems to be willing to sacrifice Israel for domestic politics. But if you look at where Iran has, you know, tried in the past, if you remember, a few years ago, they actually had an assassination plot against some of our allies in Washington, D.C., against our diplomats. And that's what concerns me so much with our wide-open southern border, that Iran's going to exploit it, which we know they're already doing. So that's where I am most scared of an attack on the homeland coming from Iran, because the Iranians are very patient people. So they may not have an immediate response, but certainly they can, you know, wait for a response that could be very lethal.
All right. I appreciate both of you. Abe Hamadeh, Sarah Carter, thank you both. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls coming up straight ahead. My That's going to wrap things up for today. Complete coverage, analysis, and the world watching and waiting. Although I don't think Iran's going to respond. I don't think they have the guts. I think Israel shocked them last night with their ability to penetrate really deep into Iranian territory. Anyway, well, a full analysis. Keith Kellogg, Michael Waltz is on tonight. Aaron Cohn is amazing. If you haven't seen him, Brooke Goldstein, Tammy Bruce, Joe Concha, Mark Garagos, Pam Bondi. Set your DVR. Hannity tonight at 9. We'll see you then. And also, we will see you back here on Monday. And thank you for making this show possible. Monday, 196 days till the all-important pivotal election for our country. But no pressure. Have a great weekend.
Catch Sean Hannity's Weekend Edition tomorrow from 10 till midnight on 710 WOR.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.